Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Mike Canary. Ion Sancho is a name well known in the world of elections and election security. He recently retired after spending 28 years as the supervisor of elections in Leon County. That's the county in North Florida that includes the state capital, Tallahassee. During the 2000 presidential recount, Sancho was chosen to lead the Florida hand count in Miami-Dade County, that is, which was the U.S. Supreme Court stopped just as it began. In 2005, Sancho invited a group of election integrity advocates and white hat hackers to try to hack a Diebold electronic voting machine, which they successfully did. It turned out to be the focus of an HBO documentary called Hacking Democracy, which was nominated for an Emmy in 2006. Sancho got a lot of flack for that move, including all three major election vendors in the U.S. refusing to sell him voting machines. But his actions did get the security of electronic voting machines on the radar of elected officials, and there were a lot of them as the local election officials bought new electronic machines with funds provided by the 2002 Help America Vote Act. Sancho has remained a vocal advocate for more secure and transparent voting systems, even in retirement. We've brought him on today to get his take on the current state of election integrity in the U.S. Ion Sancho, welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I believe you were on the show many years ago, if I'm not mistaken.
I was.
Well, we appreciate you coming back. And out there, if you'd like to join our conversation, you can call the number 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. On Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So, Ion, for starters, I want to start from the beginning. Can you give us the short version of your role and what turned out to be that HBO documentary, Hacking Democracy?
Well, there was a lot of disquiet over the electronic voting machines in the early 2000s. After the 2000 election, of course, that election kind of poisoned much of the political process in America, and whether or not the votes were counted became an important issue. And a couple of investigative journalists from Great Britain who had done some work on English elections, and interestingly enough, had access to the global election system in Europe, approached me about whether or not the election system that we used in Leon County could be manipulated, which really was an issue that gave us great concern. We did not believe that the process could be manipulated to an election. But what we found was when we provided the system with no manuals, no codes, to a European computer expert, sort of the equivalent of our Bill Gates, so to speak, an individual who had made a lot of money in computers and basically had the ability to do exactly what he wanted. And Harry Hursty decided he would look at the voting system. And we captured the test on film and found that, in fact, unbeknownst to us and every election official in the country, the system that we use actually had a mathematical language called AccuBasic, which could be manipulated and actually store integers before the election, which we would not be able to discover. So you could actually rig an election on this system. The good news on that was that if you actually did an audit and compared your actual votes on a piece of paper with the total from the computer, you would always catch this problem. And this is not the first or only problem with this particular device. Humboldt County in California found a problem with this system. So what we discerned was that you needed to do audits. It pushed me to understand that the technology that's being used today is being marketed by individuals, in some cases, who did not manufacture those systems. They are not completely cognizant of the capabilities of those systems. And quite frankly, two things must be done. You must vote on paper, because paper is evidence, and you must audit that paper. Florida has accomplished the first fact by switching to all paper ballots in 2007, following a disastrous election in Sarasota County in 2006. However, Florida's audit procedure, unfortunately, is not scientifically valid. I talked to the staffers who put it. They basically pulled boilerplate language from other states, did not ask supervisor of elections their opinion. So we have an audit system with two problems. It's done after certification, which means if you did find a problem in the one race that you were selected to audit, after the certification period, there's nothing you can do.
So
that's a flaw. Most states have their audits before certification. So if there is a problem, something can be done to correct the problem. So the certification deadline is a problem in Florida, as well as selecting just one race. And as Supervisor Edwards said, it largely consists of two precincts. And you do not get a complete analysis of whether or not somebody has done something to the system to affect it. That occurred in 2012 with the development of mechanical software, which Leon County and six other counties have purchased, so that irrespective of the state requirement, we go further than that in Leon County. We do a 100% audit, which is something that's allowed now when Leon County went to the legislature and lobbied and got a law change to allow us to do a mechanical audit.
Is that an entire hand count then, or what is the process by which that happens?
It's a high-speed machine count. What we decided was to use the best practices of the National Institute of Standards Technology, which basically said if you use any kind of mechanical or machine audit, it needs to be completely software independent from the first. And since we're a jurisdiction with over 200,000 voters, we decided that a hand count on election night would not be practicable. It might be in smaller jurisdictions, but not the larger urban jurisdictions. And so we actually do a process of parallel feeding the ballots. You have to realize whenever you get early voted ballots or mail ballots, early voted ballots at our early voting centers in Florida represent every precinct in the state of Florida. And that's a problem for the audit. The audit requires that you select, for example, one race. And that means that you're going to have to go through every early voted ballot and mail ballot that you receive to find those ballots. That takes a lot of staff time. And again, it's not valid to ensure that there has been no manipulation of any race on the ballot. So again, by changing the law and using a mechanical situation, every ballot that's read through the voting system is read by a separate software that has been run through high-speed scanners.
That's how
we do it.
So would you say that effective post-election audits are the most important thing right now in terms of election security, or what is your prescription for the best possible election security at this point in time?
Well, I agree with Homeland Security Nielsen Kirsten. If you are not voting on a paper ballot and you are not doing a scientifically rigorous audit, you are a national security threat. That's a precise quote from Homeland Security Kirsten. You are a national security threat. Because it's only by having evidence on a piece of paper marked in the voter's own handwriting and then confirming that separate from the voting system can you determine that, in fact, you have not been damaged by some foreign actor. And so I would say audits. Audits are the number one thing that must be done. Most of the jurisdictions in the United States have switched to a paper ballot. But the reason why they've switched to a paper ballot has not been fulfilled because they don't do the necessary audit. Florida's audit, one race, two precincts, simply is not robust enough to ensure that all of the races, all of the votes in all of those races are counted properly. That's no disrespect to Florida election officials. We're doing the best we can with the technology that we're given under the laws that we have. But we have unusual laws in that our laws require that you assume that the voting machine totals are correct. That's not really a good assumption until you do the test. And again, this audit issue is critical. And I was very disappointed that more counties did not utilize their monies to essentially ensure that they have a robust audit at the end of the process. Most of the election officials are looking at the front end of the process, by which we're trying to block or get some warning. But those issues do not actually get to the heart of the matter. If there's a problem, you need, being notified of the problem still means you have a problem. The audit is the method that we can scientifically use to confirm the validity of people's votes.
Ion, we've run out of time for this live hour. Are you able to stick around just a little bit for an extended interview? Okay, let me just do a quick out cue here, and then we'll keep talking and put it on the website. That is all the time we have for today's show. Thanks to my guest, Ion Sancho, who you'll hear more from later. Also, Collier and Lee County's Supervisors of Elections. This is WGCU Fort Myers, 90.1 FM, WMKO Marco Island, 91.7 FM. We are NPR for Southwest Florida. Stay tuned.